listening. From the driver's seat of that old Ford. And I know you miss me. Your pride must be sore. She's wearing an outfit from her mother's store. She's living a lie her heart can't afford. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my song. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my songs, my song.
That is Logan Stat, and the song is called Folk Song. It's off of his brand new release, which is entitled A Light in the Attic. Logan is one of those artists that is so inspiring and so active in the community, and believes in what he believes in so deeply that it inspires other people to believe deeply as well. It inspires me to feel that way and to go deeper, certainly. So I really do appreciate and thank Logan for that. Check out his new record. I think you're going to dig it. I certainly do. And right now we've got something from Desiree Dorian. The song is called That's How I Know. Dorian is from Dauphin, which is a little town near Winnipeg, I guess. I mean, if you want to say near Winnipeg, then you can. But it's a very wonderful place in terms of the characters that you'll see when you pull up at a truck stop or a casino, which is, you know, the last time I was there, I pulled up to a casino and there's a band playing and a lot of color, you know, and it's pretty gray out there too, so the people are colorful enough to give it a big, wonderful paintbrush that will stick with you for the rest of your life. It certainly has for me, and Desiree Dorian's music does that as well. So without further ado, on the jukebox here, I'm your host, Julian Taylor, live from the attic. This is That's How I Know by Desiree Dorian.
It's when you bring me coffee at 7 a.m. When you make the bed so I can lay down my head. It's when you roll your eyes at me after something I said. That's how I know. Oh. Dance in the living room. It's when you call me outside to look up at the moon. And it's the way you hold me when I'm feeling out of tune. That's how I know. Day of work, bring me a glass of wine to soften the hurt. So I smell you on me after wearing your shirt. That's how I know.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah. la 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 la
Powerhouse of Led Zeppelin, The Ocean. Yeah, what a crazy tune that is, from Houses of the Holy, released in 1973. And The Ocean refers to the sea of fans that the band used to see from their concerts. The song is dedicated to their fans, which is pretty cool. And what I really enjoy about this particular song is that the song is done in 4-4 and 7-8. The beat sort of changes in the verses. It's 4-4. At the end, it's 4-4, and then it turns around on a 7-8. You don't really notice it because they're really good at playing music and stuff, right? It's Led Zeppelin. I'm Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox. I am your host, and we've got music coming up from Australian Dan Sultan. The song is called Won't Give You That. It was released just in March of this year. Dan Sultan is a really strong personality when it comes to identifying his lyrics with a story and a message. Really dig what Dan does. And we also have something from Niall McCabe. That is music from Niall McCabe, who's from Ireland. And I was introduced to his music from Willie Kelly, who's also an Irish musician. Works for a booking agency that's helped me out and a few of my friends out and a couple of some of the greatest, you know, new emerging artists that I've seen on the scene out as well, with getting gigs out in England and across the pond in Europe as well and Scandinavia. And he said that Neil was hanging out in the area here in the Toronto Kawarthas area. And so we tried to connect. We didn't get to connect in person, but he sent me his tunes, and we talked over email for a little while, and I just really enjoyed his writing process and the way that the sounds sound. You know what I mean? So I thought I'd play it on the show. We've got music from Spiritual Warrior, and they are from British Columbia. This is from 2019. The album is called Ancestors, and the Spiritual Warriors create music that is inspires them and is inspired by the land and life of the coastal mountains in British Columbia. Here is a song that I don't think you'll ever forget very soon. It's Spiritual Warriors, right here on The Jukebox.
This time this time, the spiritual warrior of this time. You can't take away the sun dance, you can't take away the ghost dance, you can't take away the potlatch, you can't take away the smokehouse. Spiritual warrior of this time, spiritual warrior of this time, spiritual warrior of this time, spiritual warrior of this time. Hey na, hey ya, hey ya, hey. Hey na, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Hey na, hey ya, hey ya, hey. Hey na, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. I'm a rock splasher. I'm a cold water bather. I'm a 4-day faster. I'm a skull-jagger, yeah. In this time, spiritual warrior of this time, spiritual warrior of this time, spiritual warrior of this time. These are our ways, and this is our time. You can't take it away, though you keep on trying. Can you hear our
bars coming, packs by way up high. We climbed up and held our hands out, trying to touch the sky. How we didn't, I don't know why. You were 6 and I was 7. A year could be so much. You were always so mature, you always knew so much. I was Goldie with a Midas touch. Year on year and mile, I'm trying to catch up, but you always knew too much. I was Goldie with a Midas touch. La 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 la. And I was 11, the worlds were just the same. The miles we walked between our homes are written in my brain. Close my eyes and there again. You could play and I liked singing. We both could write a song. We'd fight for hours but always together. How did we ever get along? Cause I was always right and you were never wrong. New year on year and mile on mile, I'm trying to catch up. But you always knew too much. I was goldie with a Midas touch. La 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 I was 20 when our feet began to drift. You went one way and I went another when the world began to split. Either side of an island rift. Across the seas, across the ocean, across the great divide. Feel the pull of an old emotion somewhere deep inside. Some things are hard to hide. And year on year and mile on mile, I'm trying to make up. Maybe now I'm going up. I was gold, you were the Midas touch.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
This is Bird Note. Has a barn swallow started slapping mud on the wall of your house in preparation for making a nest? Are you dreading the cleanup duties that'll follow? If so, the chattering of this swallow probably is not music to your ears. Over the years, barn swallows have adapted to nesting near people and often build their mud nests in barns or garages and on protected ledges. They seem to particularly favor ledges right above a front door. The welcome mat below becomes a pile of unwanted calling cards. But a barn swallow nest above the door is also a sign of good luck. How could that be? Simple. Barn swallows love the insects that we humans consider pesky, especially mosquitoes, gnats, and flying termites. A single barn swallow can consume 60 insects per hour, or a whopping 850 per day. That's 25,000 fewer insects per month that might have joined your summer barbecue. Considering the hundreds of thousands of barn swallows all over the country, well, that's roughly a bazillion bugs that aren't bothering us humans.